You're listening to KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
All right, 8:35 on this Monday morning. Calla Curtis joining us in studio now. And Calla, I'm excited this morning.
Very exciting. We've got a great guest.
Judge Jeanine Pirro of Fox News fame. Well, she's joining us over the phone. She'll actually be here on Friday, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But without delay, Judge Jeanine Pirro, welcome to the Neil Larson Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for being with us.
We're great.
It's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday.
Well, likewise. Have you been to Idaho before?
Actually, I have been to Idaho, and I've been to Idaho in the summertime, and it's magnificent. I've never been out there in March, so although I think it's the last day of March. So what's the weather like out there?
A little rainy, a bit damp this morning, so... Been
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. I'll deal with it.
Well, yeah, typical spring weather. But Judge Pirro, you're actually going to be here for the Bonneville County Republican Lincoln Day Banquet. You'll be at Melaleuca headquarters. Tickets are certainly available, and we're going to give out a number a little bit later. But I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you, hearing from you, and you made some headlines yesterday, and you may talk about this on Friday. You called on Speaker Paul Ryan to resign. That's a pretty big statement yesterday. So talk about it.
Well, really, to step aside as speaker. I mean, look, what we've got is a new president, we are in a period of the first 100 days of a president who is different from any other president that we've ever elected in this country. I mean, he is a complete outsider. And he has relied on those within the establishment, those who know Washington. And I think they let him down. And I think that for the speaker to have brought out this bill, and I call it Ryan's bill, Ryan Care at this point, and, you know, kind of hide it in the basement, not know what the numbers were, bring it out and keep saying, oh, yeah, we're going to have the numbers, we're going to have the numbers, and then have to pull it because they didn't have the votes, is a humiliating defeat for a president who doesn't really deserve that at this point. Look, he didn't have to come out with it right now. He didn't have to, you know, bring it out as his first huge effort. And I think that Paul Ryan as speaker and Scalise as the whip should have known whether or not they had the votes. They had 7 years to do this. And, you know, this is not the time. This is not amateur hour. This is important. We've got a president who has big ideas. He's got big things on his mind. Right now, he's bringing jobs back to the country. He's got he's got these executive orders. He's got Neil Gorsuch on tap right now. He signed the permit for the Keystone Pipeline. That's ready to rock and roll. We've got troops that are right now in the process of defeating ISIS for the first time. You know, we've got a commander in chief who knows what the goal is. It's not just to, you know, kind of, you know, detain them for a bit and kind of contain them, you know, and to do this, I think, is really without justification. And I think it's amateur hour for Speaker Ryan.
Judge Jeanine, so the Republicans, like you mentioned, had 7 years to work on a repeal and replace bill. 7 years. So
yep.
We kind of expected more. But at any rate, should they go back to health care or do you think they just move on to something like tax reform? What would your advice be?
Well, you know what? I know that I'm not an expert in this area, and so I'm not going to claim to be one. I think that what the president said made a lot of sense. And he said, look, this thing is going to explode, you know, and what I want to do is I want to try to help the American people. And they didn't have a plan, the legislators. I mean, this is what they do for a living. You know, you're in radio, I'm in television, I was a judge, I was a prosecutor. When I went into a courtroom, I put my case. If I accuse someone of murder, I have the evidence to back it up. All right, I didn't just go in there and willy-nilly hope that I had a jury that might come along with me. I put my money and my evidence where my allegations were. So, you know, they had 7 years. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't even know if they had the numbers. So it appears that what's going to happen now is, maybe they'll work behind the scenes, but it's going to explode, and then they're going to have to deal with it, and then the Democrats are going to, some of them, I think, will come around. But right now, they're going to deal with tax cuts. I think the Freedom Caucus, though, is going to dig their heels in, and, you know, feeling emboldened by their so-called win on health care. But I think that the president has an opportunity with the infrastructure and the jobs bill to get some of the Democrats on board. And my message, and when I'm in Bonneville on Friday, is that this president has an opportunity as an outsider to start working with everybody, not just, you know, the Republicans, but to work with everybody for us, the American people. We want jobs. We want food on the table. We want security. We want the ability for our kids and folks. I'm going to talk about sanctuary cities on Friday in Bonneville. I'm going to talk about the disaster going on in our schools where immigrants are, and make no mistake, we're all immigrants, you know, good for us. But we've got young adults in schools with our kids. We don't know who they are. And let me ask you this, guys. If you have kids and you want to move them from your town to the next town, you better have a birth certificate, a record of vaccination. You better have everything in order or it's not going to happen. But if these immigrant kids come in, they've got no records, no identification, no history, and they're not allowed to ask. Does this make sense?
All right, we're talking with Judge Jeanine Pirro, and Judge Pirro, want to ask you a little bit more about that, because immigration reform is one of the big issues that President Trump talked about during his campaign. What is, and I can't wait to hear your remarks on Friday night, but what needs to happen with immigration reform? What would be acceptable to you?
I'll tell you what's acceptable to me. I don't even like the word reform. Immigration is all about legal and immigration within the rules of this country. Every country has the right to determine who enters it. This is not a global country. This is the United States of America. We are entitled to have rules. And I get it. I get that we're all immigrants, but you don't just have everybody coming into this country and, you know, inundating our schools and our hospitals, and, you know, who are entitled to this Obamacare, education, medication, Title VIII, housing. We can't afford it. I'd like to ask your listeners, how many jobs do you have to work to make sure that your family is taken care of? And in that situation, how many other people besides your family are you taking care of? And by the way, I got a heart. I get it. I took care of victims for 30 years. I've been a prosecutor. I've been a judge. I've been a DA. I've been a politician. I've run for office 5 times. I'm a mother. I get all that. I am sensitive to the needs of people who don't have what we as Americans have. But don't ask Americans to work 2 and 3 jobs and try to work and figure out every week whether they're going to make their bills, because we have to pay for everybody else. This isn't what our founding fathers had in mind. Every country is entitled to determine who enters their country. But all of a sudden, we had a President Obama who opened the borders and then ended up indebting all of us to those people who were here who we don't even know who they are.
Judge Pirro, you said last...
That's just me.
You said last week... You talked about the left and how they're changing black letter law and journalistic standards and the Constitution to satisfy their own agenda. So how does the right fight back, or how do we as individuals fight back against that?
Well, you know, what I was talking about last week, and those are my exact words, when you have a district court judge in Hawaii who hasn't taken any refugees in, at the forefront of this national controversy, saying, you, Mr. President, have no right to stop people from Somalia coming in, and they're entitled to be covered by the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. When they're not even here, a district court judge telling our president, who has plenary powers and the right to decide who comes here and who doesn't, we've got a real problem. They're changing the law to ascribe to their own political ideology. What people in Idaho and people around the country, whether you're in Bonneville County or Westchester County, where I'm from, and today I'm in D.C., what you have to do is make sure that the people that you elect reflect what you believe in. Forget the labels. Forget the labels. Some people say they're Republican and they're really not Republican. You know, some people, you know, who are like moving to Idaho right now are coming there because, you know, they love how it, you know, it's a beautiful state. It really is. And people are coming there who may not be and believe in the same things that most of the people in Idaho believe in, and they are changing the color of your state in terms of the political color. You know, you've got to know who you're electing. You've got to stay true to who you are, get on social media, decide who it is that you're going to have representing you in the state and in Washington.
All right. You see her on Fox News all the time, the host of Justice with Judge Jeanine. You can see her in person coming up Friday night at Melaleuca Corporate Headquarters, 6:30 social hour, 7:30 dinner in the program. And if you'd like tickets, the number is 425-890-1771. And we'll be giving that number out again a little bit later in the program. Judge Jeanine, it has been a pleasure talking with you this morning, and I can't wait to meet you in person on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.